The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Most people failing in marriage are not evil people that want to fail. They're wonderful people, but they don't know how to succeed.
Next, Jimmy Evans reveals how to embrace God's dream for your marriage to experience a romantic and passionate marriage that will last a lifetime.
What it means is when you get married and you don't know what you're going to do, when you don't have a vision, an understanding, you're not going to be able to be peaceful in the relationship. You're going to fight.
Lifelong Love Affair, next on Life Today.
Joining us on Life Today. I'm Betty and this is James.
Yeah, and we're thrilled to have Jimmy Evans back with us. Now, you watch Life Today very often. You see him quite frequently. I tell him, but we just pay for the television bills, and here you've got another television show we take care of because we like what you teach. He teaches on marriage and family and has a television program, of course, great church out in Amarillo. And he's one of our apostolic elders at Gateway in Southlake. Lifelong Love Affair. Now, the subheading, how to have a passionate, deeply rewarding marriage. Lifelong Love Affair. Now, Betty and I, 50 years, we've been together. Oh, by the way, welcome, Jimmy.
Thank you.
I'm talking about his book.
Very much.
I guess you just thought I'm going to talk about your book, you know. But now, we're 50 years, and how long did you say? Because you're just a novice at this, so
well,
I don't really know about all
you guys are 50 years this year. We're 40 years this year.
so you're just a kid, you know?
Well, we're looking up to you guys. We're trying to make it 50.
Well, I know you're excited about this book, and you know we have all those special occasions. I don't care if it's Valentine's Day. I always tell Betty every week should be special. We don't overlook those. We've had some pretty fun times. I mean, we had some real little parties around Valentine's
Day.
That's
just between us.
Yeah, that's right. That's really pretty nice. But here's the thing. It really, if we live in love, the life should be filled with joy. And you know, Jimmy, it seems to me most couples don't seem to have that quote, that passionate, rewarding marriage. It's more like hanging in there, you know, and just there doesn't seem to be that joy. And when I watch people come to your seminars, which I've been able to sit in on, we have incredible attendance. And by the way, there's the website. If you want to know how you can find him, say, where is he going to be teaching, or how would we get him to come to our area? Well, there's the website. You can watch him on their television program, and it'll bless you continually. But you may say, I want them in the area. I want to know where they are. I'd be willing to take a day or two and just go and attend it. Well, go to that website, and you can find it. But for you to have spent a tremendous amount of your time writing, and now then you've got a real passion for what you've written here. Why is this something that's so exciting to you now?
Well, we almost divorced. We had a bad marriage, and I was a terrible husband, Christian, and went to church every Sunday, was a jerk, a dominant, verbally abusive husband. We almost divorced, but by God's grace, we would be divorced. And I was in business. I came in the ministry from business. And the way I came into the ministry was that when God healed our marriage, people just started coming to us for marriage counseling, and we never told anybody that we could help them in their marriages, but for some reason, they all came to us. And the pastor of the church came to me one day that we attended, that I've pastored now for 30 years. He came up and asked me to come on staff as a marriage counselor. And so I came on and did pre-marriage and marriage counseling just out of our experience. And then he left and I became the senior pastor 30 years ago. And then Marriage Today started and all of that. But our passion is for marriage, James, because people want to succeed in marriage. They don't know how. We got married and we loved each other and we wanted to live happily ever after. We just didn't have any skills for it. And what we love to tell people is you have a 100% chance of success in marriage. And a lot of people are thinking, well, yeah, maybe it's 50-50. It's 100% when you do it God's way. God created marriage. And by God's grace, He saved our marriage and we began to learn about marriage. And we love to teach people because most people failing in marriage are not evil people that want to fail. They're wonderful people, but they don't know how to succeed. So Lifelong Love Affair comes from our 40 years of marriage and our 30 years of ministering to marriages and giving people skills, just very simple skills in how to succeed in marriage. And one of those skills, if you'd let me talk about just vision for just a minute.
Sure.
You know, a lot of people, and I did not understand the importance of vision. The Bible says, can two walk together unless they first agree? Amos 3:3. It's a question. The answer is no. Okay? You cannot walk together unless you're in agreement. Well, marriage is the longest journey of all. And then Proverbs 29:18 says, when people can't see what God's doing, they stumble all over themselves. Okay, where there's no vision, the people are unrestrained. And what it means is when you get married and you don't know what you're going to do, when you don't have a vision, an understanding, you're not going to be able to be peaceful in the relationship. You're going to fight. And one person has a vision looking this way, the other person's looking this way, and they're battling the whole way to see which way they're going to go. But when you get God's vision, you see one way, and you live in peace and harmony. Now, Karen and I, our marriage was healed, and we had a good marriage. And out of that, our marriage ministry came. But one day I was doing a marriage seminar in Oklahoma City, and a friend of mine, there's only one guy that I've ever looked at, maybe the exception of you, James. There's only one guy I've ever looked at and thought they had a better marriage than me. And it was David Smith. Y'all know David Smith, oh, yeah. David and Linda. Mm-hmm. And I was doing a marriage seminar in Oklahoma City. He was there at the time pastoring. And we were going golfing one day, Tom Lane, Clark Whitten, and David, myself, and David and I were in the back seat. And so David, always bragging on his wife, Linda, kind of to the degree that you got sick of it, you know, and he was all, Linda was so great, and they were so great. It was like, oh, can it, David. So we're in the back seat, and David looks over at me and says, Linda and I are going on a vision retreat next week. And I said, well, what's a vision retreat? He said, well, you don't know what a vision retreat is? I said, I've never heard of a vision retreat. He said, good grief. He said, well, every year we go 3 or 4 days by ourselves, get a hotel room, and he said, in the mornings we wake up, and we talk and we pray about every issue in our lives until we believe that we're in agreement about what God is saying. And we write it down, and for the next year, that's what we do. And he said, we have 5 children. We pray for every one of our children individually until we believe we've heard God for that child for that year. And for the rest of the year, we do what God says. And he said, finances, schedule, ministry, every area of our lives we pray about. And he said, you cannot imagine what happens when you go on a vision retreat. That's the first half of the day. Second half of the day, you have fun. You're romantic, you're together, and you just have fun. And he said, we've done that every year. And I was with David today, and David told me that they've scheduled their vision retreat for this year again. So this is, I've known David for 25 years. They still have, to this day, a fantastic marriage, a fantastic family. And so when he said that, I thought, well, I believe in vision. I was a pastor. I thought, I know you have to have a vision for your church. You know, a lot of business people know you have to have a vision for your business. But I never even thought about a vision for marriage. Okay, so Karen and I talked about it. We had a good marriage, but we had several areas where we still had friction. And one was money. The other one was our children. They were kids, teenagers at that time. And the other was my schedule. And these were areas that if we were going to fight, we fought about those areas. So we had our vision retreat. We had our first vision retreat. So we went, someone loaned us a lake house, and we went away for 4 days, and in the mornings we woke up. Now, when you take a vision retreat, you might fight a little bit. That's okay. Get it over with. You know, just sit down and just talk it out. So we sat down and we talked about every area of our marriage and prayed. And we didn't dominate each other, and we just decided we're going to talk until we believe we've heard God. Some people are seers. Some people are hearers. Some people are feelers. In other words, when you're talking about vision, Karen's a feeler. When she hears God, it's a feeling. She believes something deeply. It's a deep conviction. A lot of times I hear or I see. So we sit down and we would talk, and we talked about money. We talked about our children individually. We talked about schedule and ministry and romance and sex and every part of our relationship until we believed we had heard God and we wrote it down. I'm telling you, when we left that place, our marriage went from here to here. It was amazing. And we've had a vision retreat every year since. And that's been 25 years ago. And so...
And you give David a little credit for that discussion here.
I do.
Did David actually make the book? I'm not sure David ever got to make a book before.
David could not write a book, James, but I wrote it. But what David did do is, well, he helped us, this mountaintop of marriage. On our website, we offer this. This is the workbook. Lifelong Love Affair talks about the importance of a vision retreat and many other issues in life, specific skills to help people to have a passionate, deeply rewarding marriage.
Do you talk about some of the things, like you just mentioned some, but how they can actually focus in on the things that need to be a part of that discussion?
That's right. And then the mountaintop of marriage, this is what you take on your vision retreat. It actually helps you prepare for your vision retreat before you go. It tells you what to do, what not not to do, what to take with you, just the structure of the retreat. But then when you go on the retreat and you're sitting down talking, there are some questions that you start with. And let me give you an example of this. When you ask people if God put them together, they'll almost always say yes. I'm almost sure that every couple watching right now, if you ask them, did God put you together? Absolutely. The second question is why? And they'll go, huh? Okay. Well, the first question is, why did God put us together? If you answer the big questions, the little questions answer themselves. So you start with the big questions. Why did God put you together? James and Betty Robinson, God put you guys together to change the world, you know, to help hurting people, to bring the gospel to people that ordinarily would not have the gospel, as well as to build a great family and to all the other things that you guys have done. Imagine what your marriage has produced from the Lord. Okay? God put you guys together, and you know. But you know why. A lot of people fail simply because they don't know what they're trying to accomplish. They don't have a goal. So why did God put you together? Individually and as a couple, what has God called us to accomplish in the coming year to further His purpose? What's this next year about? What are we trying to accomplish? And then it says, what are the major ethical and moral standards that we want our family to live by? What are our standards? What are our values in our family? Here's a good one. What kinds of things would we want people to say in our eulogies when we're gone? You know, my saying is, when I die, I want a lot of people to show up and cry really hard. And that's one of my goals in life.
Do you ever wonder if anybody would show up?
I don't want to be ignored during the day. So, but these are the big questions. Then it gets into the smaller questions of children, finances, spirituality, all of those kinds of things. What is your vision? Okay, so you sit down and you talk, and one person has this opinion, the other person has this opinion. You may disagree, and that's fine. But you make a commitment that says, we're going to stay in this process until we believe that we're in agreement about what God is saying. And both spouses are going to have input into this. And it's very important you don't bully each other and you don't make each other pay a price for saying how they feel. But at the end of this, you have one vision. And the Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people cannot be kept together peaceably. That's what that means. The opposite of that is, when you have vision, you're together peaceably. You have one vision for each of your children. You have one vision for your money. You have one vision for what you're trying to accomplish in this next year. And you're walking the path of marriage as partners in an intimate and passionate relationship. Everywhere I go, I teach people how to have a vision retreat. And now thousands and thousands of couples all over the world are having vision retreats. And over and over and over, we hear back the miracle that's happened. That's one of the simple skills that we talk about in Lifelong Love Affair.
I almost think we have kind of a vision retreat weekly, because we go over things over and over. I mean, I don't know that, you know, I'd never really thought about this, but I've got to be honest and say that I feel like this is kind of where we plow along. Does that make sense?
Well, James,
you might be doing that.
You haven't succeeded by accident.
Yeah.
You know, when I talk about a passionate and deeply rewarding marriage, you have that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, why do you have that? Because you're doing things right. And when you do things God's way, you thrive. And you love each other. You're excited about your marriage. You have a vision for where you're going. You know what you're trying to accomplish. A lot of people, see, what we want people to thrive in marriage.
I can see the desperate need for this. By the way, I'm not downplaying.
Yeah, yeah.
What I'm saying is, I think we found some of that, which is one reason that we're passionate about life and still passionate about one another. And when you were talking about having this vision retreat and having these times of intense discussion, we have those quite often.
Yeah.
And we're
does Betty win? Is that why your marriage is so good?
That's exactly. Well, she's right. I mean, here's the thing.
What'd you say?
No doubt about it. The thing is, she's learned to be so, she's always been strong, but she could back down or be backed down. I never liked doing that. I've never liked to see even a puppy come in the room like this.
Yeah.
I sure don't want to see a wife or a woman come in like that. I don't want to see anybody live like that. I don't want to see anybody die. I don't want to see a church full of people dodging like that because they're getting preached to. I want them to come in feeling embraced. So when Betty comes at me, I'm honest to God. We'll be having an argument. I know I'm right. I got to get her convinced. But she's coming so strong, I start cheering for her. I mean, really, I'd get the pom-poms and cheer for her because I'm so proud of her for standing her ground, making her point, making sure I hear it, because to me, if couples don't do this, they're really staying in opposite ends of the house. They're in a miserable
condition.
There's
a lot of frustration. There's a lot of animosity. They're not talking.
Terrible.
They may feel as though that they're going to pay a price if they talk. And one of the principles that we teach, there's proactive communication where you sit down and do it purposefully. That's what you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
There's reactive communication, which means we're not sitting down and talking mm-hmm. things through, so we're reacting to the kids,
right.
we're reacting to stress, we're reacting to money,
sure.
and then there's radioactive communication. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
It means that
That's good.
There are so many things in our relationship that now we can't talk about it without fighting and somebody's going to get hurt. Go back to the proactive communication. When you invest 3 or 4 days, don't take the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be expensive. You can go to a cheap hotel, you can use a tent. Be together by yourself, go away and spend time talking and praying and listening to each other. Let your spouse complain and be honest without paying a price. And decide. See, marriage is a win-win deal. Biblical marriage, no one loses. And so when you leave a vision retreat successfully, is one person hasn't dominated the other or enforced a vision on the other. So we both have two halves of the brain. And when they both get to talk, we get the whole brain.
Mm-hmm.
But when one person tries to dominate the other, you're not going to get the full picture of what God wants.
Right.
And Karen's like Betty, she's a lioness for God. And I used to kind of beat her down and stuff, but she got too healed. And she kind of dominates me now. I'm saying that she's not here. But the point is, she's a strong woman.
Yep.
And what I've learned is we make better decisions together, and we make the best decisions when I allow her to speak. I honor what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
I speak. She honors what I say. And at the end of the day, we just sit down and say, here's what we believe God is saying. Mm-hmm. And it just brings you together. When we left our first vision retreat, anytime we leave a vision retreat, the intimacy is unbelievable. You just don't fight. You want to be together. You just have a sense of excitement. See, because when God shows you the vision, it just puts oxygen in your world. It's what you want to do. When God gives you a vision, it's not like you have to do something. It's you get to do something.
Absolutely. That's why I've said even here after 50 years of ministry, I feel like my life's just begun. I feel like ministry's just begun. And I feel like really that's the way God wants us to live. We're just full of life, and that flows like a river. You appreciate Jimmy and what he shares. I really love it. I like it. I'm glad that I can listen to you and not feel deeply convicted that we haven't done something right. I like to hear a guy preach, and I find out, you know what? He's right, and it's working,
yeah.
and I get to do that,
yeah.
and I'm seeing it work. It's not like, oh, my goodness, I need to adjust all the time. And it doesn't cause me not to like preaching
right.
because he's not always, you know, correcting me. I like to say, hey, I found out that right that is. Y'all listening?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like I'm thinking I'm above anybody. It's like I found something. I'm running
right.
it. But I get, let me tell you, I don't ever read a book to see what it says to somebody else. I read it, see what it says to me. I read
right.
the Bible to see first, what's it say to me? And I think that's what you're doing when you go off on a vision retreat to find out. Well, if you'd like to have lifelong love affair, we're glad to send it to you. By the way, there's Jimmy's website, so you can go and find out where he's going to be, where they're going to have a seminar, and you'll always be blessed. You'll always learn so much. I watch a whole family learning together, thousands of people. They say, boy, I like that. And you can tell. It's changing their lives. Well, this book will do the very, very same thing. Jimmy, we're doing something that our viewers tell us, and they love everything that we do. I mean, that's one reason they watch. They get help when they watch, because this is our main ministry, is helping the viewer.
Right.
It's not just thinking about the person on the other side of the world. But what we've done by helping you is you notice the person that feels unnoticed. And I want you to look right now at some that probably feel nobody knows. I guarantee you their parents and grandparents notice. Sad thing is they don't get to keep them very long. We can change that.
Desperation at a level most of us will never encounter. The idea of drinking this. It's almost unimaginable. It's death if you do. Lena's mom and dad did. Bula's sister did. Fernando's wife did. And so did his daughter and his son. For this to be their only option, for this to be their better choice, is a tragedy. It's death if you do. But it's death if you don't. And that's a choice no one should have to make.
And they won't have to if we make the choice to make a difference. Please help them. The missionaries bring us the opportunity. Yes, they bring us their burden, their broken heart. They bring us the broken heart of parents, grandparents like those you just saw. And they want to meet the need, and they're there loving those people, and they're telling them God loves them. And then they found out that Betty and I do not only love the missionaries, we love the people they love because God loves them. And then they found out that we've got a lot of friends. We call them friends for life, friends of life. We call them viewers of life today who want to give life today. And they come to us and they say, we've got an area here where we need a well, and the people are so precious. And that's how we're able to go into those areas, and that's how we've been doing it for so many years. So we've got 500 areas targeted in 12 countries, critical needs, and we're asking to drill a well. They cost $4,800, that's the average. There'll be some that are more than that because they're much deeper. There's some that are shallower and it don't cost as much. But at this time, it still averages $4,800. Betty and I ask God, let us give one every time we have an opportunity, and we've been able to do it because God answered our prayer. If you could give a well, we ask you to do it. If you could give a part of a well, $1,200, and pray three people join you, or give $2,400 and pray somebody else joins you, and you've got a well. But here's the thing, Betty, $48, 10 people like those. 144, 30 people have water. The rest of their life, there's a level at which everyone can help, and I think everyone will want to help. I believe it.
And James, and you know, the hope is it's life. If we do, we have to act. We have to do what we know God would have us to do, and that's to give them fresh, clean water. Give them a choice.
Well, I believe you'll give them that choice by you making the right choice. It's very, very simple to, as Jesus said, give a cup of water in His name. We're going to give them water for life so we can tell them about the water of life. And really, when people have seen the love of God, so much easier for them to believe and understand that God does love them. They've seen it. Would you right now reach out and dial that number or go to your computer and go online? And a lot of people do this. Go to lifetoday.org. Say, I want to give today. Or you can write a check, make it to Life. Or take your bank card, call the number, and tell us what you're mailing in, what you wrote the check for. Would you do that? Or use your bank card and say, I want to give it now. If you can give a well, please do it. Or a part of a well. And don't look lightly at the $48 that gives 10 people water. Think about those that you just saw. Would have given all of those people life that you just saw. If only they'd had the clean water. We can give it if you'll make it possible. 500 areas. We need a lot of help. Could you hit one of those areas and say, I got the well there. Here's my part. I'll take care of 10 or 30. We have some gifts we want to send you to bless you and encourage you. And we want to thank you for sharing life. Please go to the phone or go online and do it now.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 new water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request Beth Moore's Blessed Mornings and Restful Nights, a beautiful new daily devotional to begin and end your day in God's presence. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request Morning and Evening, I Will Praise You, a 2-CD collection of 20 instrumental hymns and a companion book that shares the stories behind each hymn. Also, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request the limited edition 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Living Water, by artist Robert Summers. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
Many of these precious children behind me have lost siblings, playmates, to waterborne illnesses. We can stop that cycle of death. It's as simple as giving them a cup of clean drinking water. You know, each water well will serve about an average of 1,000 people. Look at all these kids behind me, man. We can reach into areas, this area and so many more just like it, and save thousands of lives. I pray you'll do what you can right now. Go to the phone, go online, make the best gift you can, and when you do, know that you will be saving precious lives. Join with us as we reach into villages all around the world with water for life.
You know, from the bottom of our heart, we express thanks in behalf of all the parents and grandparents and all the mission workers. And we just bless you for blessing others. Blessed Mornings and Restful Nights. We'll send you Beth's devotional book. We'll send you the incredible book on how the hymns came to be, as well as the instrumentals. I hope you get the anniversary commemorative bronze and help us drill a well, make a very meaningful gift. Every gift is meaningful, but some of you can do something perhaps to drill a well, an entire well or a great part of it. Thank you and ask for that. Also today, if you'd like to have Jimmy Evans' book, Lifelong Love Affair, and learn something about how you can get your vision, let's say, really shaped and focused together in oneness, I think you will be blessed. We're glad to send it to you. You just help us literally give a cup of water in Jesus' name. Join Betty and me saying thanks to Jimmy Evans.
Thank you.
Appreciate you for hearing. Hello. Okay. Love y'all. Thank you for helping so many people. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our heart. By the way, go on our website. Get the date for the anniversary conference and come be with us. It'll be held at Gateway.
I didn't have a Bible. I mean, it just looked like I'm lonely and afflicted. Lonely and afflicted. I'll be there.
Beth Moore tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.